Hi, is this Frank?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, see, it says on here Frank Black. Okay, now Frank, would you like to see? I'm sorry, again, my name is Caroline on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate in the NEC baby formula lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
I guess it, yes.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. And again, that was a separate law firm. Did you ever sign any paperwork with them, any documents?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what? Was it from the people that just transferred you, or was this another law firm?
Oh, they got the people that just transferred me
Okay,
to
yeah,
you.
no worries. So what they have you sign is, I believe it's like a consent agreement form. It's not actual paperwork with attorneys quite yet. Besides what they had you sign, did you ever sign anything with another law firm? Any paperwork done? Okay.
No.
Perfect. Okay, great. And was it yourself, maybe a loved, or I'm sorry, a child, niece, nephew, anyone that was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
It was my son.
Your son. I'm so sorry to hear that. And what injury did your son get from neck? Was there any gastrointestinal conditions? Anything like that?
Well, he was his arms, his legs, yeah, his hands, yeah, a little smaller than normal.
Okay.
What else? He had hold on for a second. Let me go in this other room so I can hear you. Hello?
Perfect.
Okay, hold on. So I can really hear her.
Frank, can you still hear me? Hi, Frank, can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
Hello?
perfect.
Yeah. I had to go on this other one because we was on our way to the game and he
Yeah,
caught
no
me by surprise.
worries. No worries.
Okay. He had stomach pains. He was vomiting. He had bloody stools. Breathing issues. He had all kind of little stuff.
Okay, yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Was there
Yeah.
any medical records that you have that show proof of the diagnosis or any of those symptoms?
Yeah, I had medical records, but I
Okay.
had lost. I mean, but I gotta find them anyway. But you
Okay.
can, I give you permission to look it up.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Okay, and on what date was your son diagnosed with NEC?
What date was that? I think it was September 3rd, 2009.
Okay, September 3rd, 2009. No problem. And was that around the same time that he was born?
Yeah, basically, because he was
Okay.
born in August.
Oh, I see. And that was when he was diagnosed. Had he left the hospital at all, or was he in the NICU and it was in the same state that he was diagnosed?
They said over.
Yeah, I know he was born in August and diagnosed in September. Was that in the same stay, or did you guys leave the hospital and come back?
Same state.
Same stay. Okay. And was your baby boy diagnosed with NEC after he was given formula?
Excuse me.
He was diagnosed with NEC after he was being fed formula?
Yes.
Okay. How long was he feeding on the formula before he was diagnosed?
You can hit me these questions real hard. I think it was. Wait a minute. What'd you say again?
Worries. How long was he?
I'm trying to walk and talk to you,
I
and
see.
I can't.
Yeah, and again, there's no problem here. How long was he?
The Cavs and the Lakers about to play, and I even bought some tickets, and we about to go in here, and
Okay.
y'all caught me on surprise.
Yeah. Well,
All right.
we can try to do this as quickly as possible. I don't want to take any time away from you. Okay.
Okay.
Do you remember the exact hospital where it was that he was diagnosed?
It was here in Road Hospital.
Okay, Hero Hospital. And what city was that in?
It was East Cleveland, East Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
I can't remember. I can remember. I got to go look for the address. I think the address is
I can
one
find
three.
the. Okay.
Okay.
I got here 13951 Terrace Road, is that right?
Yes. Yes, I
Okay.
think it was there.
Perfect. Okay. And was this the same hospital he was born at?
Yes.
Of course. Okay, perfect. Do you remember the type of formula that he was being fed?
It was a baby formula. We mixed with cow milk. I think it
Okay.
was called what's
Maybe
that damn shit?
Enfamil, Similac, Gerber.
Think it was Similac.
Okay,
It was
Similac.
Similac NuSure.
Okay.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Perfect. That's Similac. Okay. And your baby boy, you said he's still alive and well, right?
Yes, he just, yeah.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your son is as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Do you know what the gestational age at birth was or how many weeks he was when he was born?
He was 7 months, 28 weeks.
Okay, let's see here.
Do remember that. He was 7 months. He was preemie.
Yeah. Okay, so it looks like 7 months. Let's see here. 7 months is 28 weeks, and then that was 7 months and 28 weeks, or was that 28 weeks in total?
8 weeks, 7 months.
Okay. 28 weeks. Okay. And again, you said he was born, was that August 5th of 2009?
Is what?
His date of birth, was that August 5th, 2009?
August 19,
19.
2009.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so how old is he right now?
Be 15.
Okay. Great. Okay. And would you be able to provide a birth certificate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you don't know any other friends or family that were also fed the formula and affected?
No, not right offhand, no.
Okay, that's great. Okay, now can you confirm your child's gender for me?
Male.
Perfect. And what was his first name?
Dejan.
He spelled
D-A
Dejan.
J-O-N.
Okay, again, that was Dajon.
D as in dog.
Mm-hmm.
Dejan, D-A apostrophe, J-O-N.
Okay. Perfect. So DA apostrophe JON.
Yes, black. That's a D. It sounds like you're saying B, but I'm
Sorry, no,
saying
D
D
as in dog.
like
Yeah.
dog. Yes.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay, and then his middle name?
Middle name Frank.
Okay, and
But
that
I
was
don't
just.
even put it. And the last name is Black.
Okay. So that was Dijon and then Frank
Black.
Black. Okay. Perfect. And is he a junior or is there no suffix?
No, he's not the same.
Okay, perfect. Okay, do you know his social?
Yes. What is this damn social? Hold on. Wait, 1 second. I got it in my wallet. Hold on. That is social. Hold on. I know I got it social. I wrote it down. I ain't got all this what's the names with me.
Yeah, no worries.
I'm gonna give it to you. 2 minutes. Let me find it in my wallet. It's in my wallet on my phone. Hold on. You ready?
Yes.
284 156396.
Okay, again, that was 284 156396.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, great. And I believe your first name was that Frank?
Yes.
Okay, Frank Black. And did you have a middle name, Frank?
No.
Okay. Great. Okay, and did you have a suffix, junior, senior?
I have a junior.
Okay.
So I have a, no, not, he's a four.
Okay. So yourself, Frank Black, you would be the third or fourth?
I'm the third.
Okay, the third. No worries. And what was your marital status, Frank?
Not married.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me as well?
I'm a male.
Male, perfect. Okay. And do you know your social as well?
286-781173.
Okay, again, that was 286-781173. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And what was your date of birth?
December 19, 1970.
Great. December 19, 1970. I see the email on here is phase2construction@icloud.com and the phone number 216-302-5416. Is that all right?
Yes.
Great. And what was your primary address?
14118 Potomac Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112.
Okay. I got 14118 Potomac Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. Was there an apartment number? Was that a house?
It's a house.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Okay, perfect. And then it asks for the mother's full name as it was listed on her birth certificate. Do you know?
Shadeva Kaiser.
Okay. And how is Shadeva spelled?
S-H-A-V-A-D-A.
Okay. S-H-A, D as in dog, A, D as in dog, A.
That's S-H-A-L-L. S-H-A-V-A-D-A.
Perfect. So it's S-H-A-V as in Victor, A-D as in dog, A?
Yes.
Perfect. And then last name Kaiser, was that K-E-I-S-E-R?
A-I-Z-E-R.
A-I-S-E-R.
A-I-Z-E-R.
Z-E-R. I'm so sorry about that. Okay. K-A-I-Z-E-R.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then on your birth certificate, it says Frank Black?
Yes.
Okay, and again, that was the third, right?
Yes.
Okay, Great. Are you aware, Frank, of any custody or parenting issues of abuse, neglect, anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay, great, great. And do you know if there were any issues during the pregnancy, like hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, or HIV or AIDS? Any of those?
No, ma'am, no.
Perfect. Okay, I know your son was born premature. Was he born in Ohio?
Yes.
Perfect. And again, he was diagnosed when he was in the NICU, right?
Excuse me?
Was he
Can't hear you.
diagnosed in the NICU?
What's that mean?
Where they take
In the NICU?
premature babies? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Was he.
In the NICU. I don't know. I always confused. I don't be knowing what some of the terminology mean.
I know, and I'm sorry about that. I should have specified. Do you know when it was that he went into the NICU when he was born? Was it that same day?
Oh, I can't remember.
Okay, no worries.
I just remember the time, the date, because when I just remember when we started giving it to him, what was
Okay.
going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember when he left the NICU? Or when he was able to leave the hospital?
When he left the hospital, was that? He left the hospital. When did he leave? When did talking about when we discharged the hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was when he was discharged. When did he get discharged? I think it was, let me see, October. Maybe
Okay.
October 2009.
Yeah, no worries. Again, any estimates are perfectly fine. It's just easier for them to have these details. Do you remember roughly how much he weighed when he was born?
Yeah, he weighed like, I think he weighed like 3 pounds or some shit like that.
Okay. About 3 pounds. Okay. And again,
He was a
he started
little
getting
bitty bit.
fed the formula like basically right away.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they stopped feeding him around when he was diagnosed.
I think so. Yep, they had to because something was going wrong when he started having
Yeah.
stomach pain. You
Of course.
know
And did they ever let you know that
what
they were
I'm saying?
connected?
Stayed in the hospital for a minute.
Yeah. Did they let you know at the hospital that the formula and the diagnosis was connected?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
After the blood tests and stool tests, the X-rays.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry about that. Did Dijon ever drink formula? Or I'm sorry, did he ever drink breast milk prior to the formula? Or was it just formula
No.
right away?
Formula right away.
Okay, we are just about done here. Again, he was fed in the hospital. And I know you mentioned like the bloody stool, some breathing issues. Do you know if he had any, like a swollen or tender belly?
Tender belly, yeah.
Okay.
Something was wrong because they did a surgery.
Okay. And what type of surgery was that?
Shit. Fuck, man. I don't know. What kind of surgery was that?
Was it a like an ostomy surgery or?
They cut a but they cut yeah, what they cut? They cut the damn, you got me, my words all shriveled up.
That's okay. I know sometimes they do an exploratory laparotomy where they just kind of do a surgery to see where the problem is. Do you think it might have been something like that?
something like that. I'm about to tell you exactly what the surgery was. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
What the fuck was that surgery? Let me call. Hold on. Let me ask her. My wife.
No worries.
Hey, mama. I remember what it was. Laparotomy. That's what I
okay.
think you said it was.
Yeah. Yeah. I do see a laparotomy on the on our list here. Is that what you think it was?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Yep. Do you have do you have a copy of the medical records by any chance?
It was in the Adama, I think it.
Okay. No worries. Okay, like I said, we're just about done here.
Hello.
That surgery that Dijon had, do you know when that was? Was that a couple months after he was born?
I think it was September 6th.
Okay.
Yep. Right after they diagnosed it.
Yeah.
September 6th, 2009.
Perfect. September 6th, 2009. Do you remember the name of a doctor that might have diagnosed him or treated him?
Yeah, her name was Dr. Anna Winfield.
Okay, perfect. Just one second. Okay, I do see Anna M. Winfield. It looks like she does practice out there in Ohio. Okay, I'm getting her information down. Okay, and again, were there any abdominal surgeries performed, or did he experience a swollen abdomen with discoloration?
I think that was the surgery they did, the
okay.
abdominal, what was the name of that shit, man? Actually, I can't, you know, I ain't good with big words. It was the abdominal cavity surgery.
Okay.
I think it was cut, they cut it in the abdominal
I understand.
Cavity. And,
okay.
I think it was called... Laparotomy,
yeah.
Some shit like that.
The laparotomy. Okay, no problem. Now, we are just about done. We do request an emergency contact in case something happens to prevent disruptions in your case. Is there anyone that comes to mind?
Set it over. I can hear you. Sorry.
No worries. We do request an emergency contact. Is there anyone that we can keep on file?
I don't know all everybody's numbers right offhand. I think you call my son. Or, they can't call his mom. You call,
we're not
my
gonna...
sister.
Okay, cool. We're not going to contact these people unless we really can't reach you for an extended period. It's just required to have on file.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So you said your sister, what was her name?
Michelle Black.
Perfect. And do you have her phone number?
Her number is, let me look through my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know it right offhand. Let me look at this number. Let me look for her number for you. 216.
Mm-hmm.
659-6127.
Okay, perfect. Okay, great. So what I'm going to go ahead and do now is super briefly, I'm going to go over this information. Okay, now with this information, we're going to create a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
What's that?
Okay, no worries. It's just giving the law firm permission to pull those records. It's just the very first step of the case here. And I can walk you through it. Again, it takes maybe 2-3 minutes. Okay, so I'm just reviewing the information, making sure everything's right. Just 1 second. Okay, and is it okay if I send this to your email or your text message? Do you have a preference?
Excuse me.
Do you have a
Say that over.
preference of me sending this to your email or your text messages?
You can send it to my email.
Okay, great. Again, that was phase 2 construction at iCloud.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. I just sent that. Again, it does take just a couple, maybe 2 minutes, for me to walk you through this. And this is just giving the law firm permission to pull his records, and then they'll be in communication with you. Okay, Dijon, have you seen that pop up yet?
Hold on. I guess this is you guys. They signed documents, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I guess.
So, yeah, it's just going to have you click on the link, and then it's going to have a continue button where you're going to allow consent to use electronic records and signature.
Okay, where I go at? Where?
It should have a yellow continue button once you click on the link. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then.
You.
Yes. And then it's going to have you. Yes. Yes. And then check the box where it says agree to use electronic records and signature and a yes button. And then you're going to put continue. Okay.
Hold on.
No. Yeah. No worries.
Okay. It say, please sign.
Yes. So you're just going to click on if there's a yellow start button. You're going to click that, and then there's going to be a small yellow box where you're going to click, and it's going to have you draw your signature with your finger. So it's just following the yellow brick road. There's going to be a couple yellow places for you to click on. You're just going to tap through those.
All right. All right. All right. Okay.
Okay, it should have you do some initials and then more signatures. And then at the top right, once it says finish, that's when you know you'll have clicked through all those boxes and then you'll be done with that process.
Just the ones with the boxes in it, right? Okay.
Yeah, the small yellow boxes is where you're tapping on.
I think I'm doing it right. Okay, finish. All right.
Okay, just 1 second. Okay, perfect. Now I did receive it. Great. That's basically the beginning process for you here, Frank. I hope the case goes over very well for you. I'm also going to send you an email with my contact information, the information of the law firm, just in case you have any questions. They are going to take about 48 hours to process the information, and then you can call, and they're going to call you to confirm some, you know, just a few things that we went over today. Should be fairly quick. But besides that, Frank, I hope you have a great rest of your day and a great Halloween, okay?
Okay, you too, babe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.